This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9. We have a special guest on the line at the moment. She's been on the show with us before. We're lucky enough to speak with her again. The very fabulous, the very funny, Cal Wilson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, you sound perky. Cal, are you a morning person?
I am now that I've had a kid.
We were just
no respecter of early morning.
Well, we were just bad mouthing comedians, going, oh, you know, it's like if they drag themselves out of bed at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's hard for them to do because they've been performing till late at night. So we were expecting you to be more of a zombie than you're currently sounding. So well done. Now, Cal, tell us about your show. So you've got an amazing show coming up for Melbourne International Comedy Festival called Things I've Never Said. Have you been prepping this show for a while now? Are you psyched for the festival? Tell us everything.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. I've done a week in Adelaide, a week in Brisbane, and then Canberra, and it turns out I have a show that I really love. So I'm really excited. It's always a worry before the festival. You don't know whether you've just written some sentences with no jokes in, or whether you've actually got something you love. And it turns out I'm really, really digging the show. So I can't wait for the festival to start.
Now, the show's called Things I've Never Said. Now, this sounds like you're going to give us some sass this time, Cal. What's happening?
A little bit of sass. So I'm a real people pleaser and I hate offending people. And so I never say anything that might hurt anyone's feelings. I never complain. I never do anything like that. And I just got sick of myself. So this year, and for other people, it might not be pushing any boundaries, but for me, it's pushing some boundaries. So I'm saying some stuff I feel strongly about. I'm talking about feminism. I'm doing a tiny bit of politics. It's been really challenging and thrilling for me. It's like therapy, but I get paid instead of having to give someone else money.
That's so good. We were just hearing about, so you won the Theatre Sports World Championship in 1994. I've got in my head that this is something like as cheesy as Glee. Like, was it completely random and surreal to be part of that? Was it very, very American and just odd?
It was pretty crazy because it was all of the... Well, you know, no one really loves theatre sports except people that do it.
Yes, yes.
But it was a magnificent time. It was fantastic. We went to a couple of tapings of talk shows. We met people from Denmark and Holland, and like there was sort of 16 teams from 8 different countries, and we just had this hilarious time going around LA, like taking photographs of groups of police because we'd never seen so many cops in one place before, and like it was. You're right. It was like Glee but less singing.
Brilliant. Was there a time where, because you were saying with this show that you've obviously, you know, practiced in other towns and cities, which is great. So it means, you know, now that you're in Melbourne, you're kind of like slick and polished. Was there a time where you've really bombed in a show?
Oh, yes, but I've probably blocked it out. I think no matter how good you get, you always have a bad day at work. But if you're a plumber, the only person that knows that is the person whose pipes you broke. But if you're a comedian, you know, it's a really public... It's really public. I can't think the last time it's happened really badly. The worst gig I've ever done was an improv gig. And that was years ago. We were hired to be the entertainment at a Christmas party at a chicken factory.
And as you do.
As you do. We found out afterwards that we'd been hired specifically to block access to the bar because they didn't want the factory workers to get too drunk. But it was already too late. It was too late by the time we got there. They'd been drinking for only an hour, but they were smashed. And they were absolutely furious because their Christmas dinner that work had provided for them was just chicken drumsticks. So they were just being fed on the thing that they'd been chopping up all year. And so they hated us in our wacky waistcoats and our bow ties. And they hated everything. And in the end, they just got sick of us and threw chicken drumsticks at us until we left the building.
Wow. That's pretty bad. Yeah. But not your fault at all. Have you had, like, the worst heckle ever? Like, has there been something that someone has said that's really stuck in your mind of, like, wow, that was a really bad diss or that was a really obscure diss?
No, because I think I'm so competitive because I was a little sister and I had two older brothers. I'm really competitive when someone like has a go at me, and also I have the microphone, you know. So in the end, even if I just tell them to F off, I'm still going to win because I'm louder. So I don't get fazed by heckles. The best comeback I've ever done though was a guy yelled at, "Get off and put your mother on."
Oh.
I don't even know what that really means. Like it's just kind of an angry compliment, like, "Oh, you look too young to be doing this." Like, so I just didn't think about it, and it was like, I literally got as far as introducing myself, and he yells at, "Get off and put your mother on." So I said, "Is that what you say to your wife?"
Oh, nice.
Talking about,
I'm so pleased with myself.
Talking about family relationship, what's this about your husband's shoes?
Oh, that, you know, so I've written a blurb, and at the end of it has a gag in it saying, I'm saying all the things I've never said about the brown shoes my husband won't throw out. It's literally just a gag for the blurb, but it's the one thing that everyone asks me.
You've got to make up a better story for
that.
Yeah,
you've
got
to have a good story for that one.
Now, Cal,
he's read the blurb.
Brilliant. So
he's like, what brown shoes?
So your show starts this coming Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah, previews from the 30th of March, then shows from the 4th of April through to the 23rd. Now, you're over two venues as well, the Swiss Club and the Powder Room at the Melbourne Town Hall.
Yes, so the Powder Room gig is it's got full disability access because the Swiss Club is not fully accessible. So we want to make sure that everyone can come to the show. So that is the Powder Room because everyone can get into the Powder Room.
I always love Swiss Club. Sorry, I was just going to say, I always love a venue that's named after a toilet.
Yeah, so lovely. Good.
Yeah. Smells of talc. The Swiss Club is fantastic too because it's above the restaurant, the Swiss Club, and I have eaten so much schnitzel there every time I've done a gig there. It's brilliant. If you like sauerkraut and schnitzel and rosti, oh, it's your place.
Yeah. And you've also got an Auslan session, which is Monday the 10th of April, 8:30 p.m., which I really love. So that's absolutely fantastic that you're catering to all audiences, Cal. Well done, you.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I love the Auslan sessions as well. It's magical. It's my favourite gig of the festival.
Excellent. Well, Cal, thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, Things I've Never Said, part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Head to comedyfestival.com.au to find out about tickets. And good luck. Thank
break
you so
leg.
Much.
Break a leg, Cal.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Cal. This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.